Okay, Sabah Josh also isn't here, so we'll have to improvise. Find on the Helik in the Sechta. We say, Dehen Shalomdei Kochavim, Shoshayamim, Asulasek Latek Imahem. 3 days before a holiday of idol worshippers, it is prohibited to do any business with them, Lahash Ilan, to lend things to them, Vilishol Mehem, or borrow things from them, Lahalvotam, to lend the money, or Lilvot Mehem, or to borrow from them, Lifor'an, to force them to pay back, to force them to pay back, because in all of these cases, they may end up, because of it, being capable of being happier on their holidays, and being happier on their holidays, they will worship better. We don't want that. And we'll see later on in the Gemara that there's other issues that are involved. Actually, the Gemara gives two possible timing. One that is Nogea, the actual worship itself. In other words, if there's things that they're going to be able to buy, they may be able to use the things, dress better, bring better carbonas. And the way I've explained it also, we were just talking about you, because last time we started Avodah Zarah, as Goriel just pointed out, was your sukkah. And to start it without you present is absolutely terrible. So the Rabbi Natan actually doesn't agree with what I just said, because I just said it was any type of business at all. And the question that does is, why would any type of business at all be something that's also a tape, which means generally doing business. He learns, Rabbi Natan, that the issue is of your only doing business in things that are usable for actual worship, meaning the takrovet. Now, with those two ways of learning, make a big difference in how we're going to understand the Gemara later, not today, but the Gemara later on in the parak, and we'll refer back to Bezrat Hashem when we get there.
Why do we care that Avodah Zarah are worshiping better?
Why do we care? So, on the surface, many assume that it's related to the idea of the Shema of Elohim Acharim, lo, and then we dash, and it's, you should not yashmia up, it should not be heard through you. In other words, it's prohibited for a Jew to bring a guy to court and thereby have him take a shvua in the name of an Avodah Zarah and so on. However, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, in cases where, let's say, there's Eva, you want to say somebody comes into town, the Goyim are looking at him, he bedafta refuses to have anything to do with anybody, and that can result in Eva. So we say, well, over there it's mutter. I think we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch from the tour. The whole discussion is that why is it that today we're not Zahir in any of this? And so one of the approaches to why we're not Zahir, Tosus discusses this over here as well, is because it would create too much social conflict. Now, so everybody asks me that social conflict is not a good enough reason if you're going to be over in the rice, and what exactly is the logic in all of this? And in fact, in response to many practical shaylos, actually, Maisha has a big tshuva about this issue, proves, and many Rishonim say it openly, that the Isser over here is not the Leishem Alpicha, but rather is the fact that the Rabbanan made a takana that we shouldn't be involved in any way that could even indicate some level of support. So it's a Dover Meguna, and they made a takana. And we'll see that this takana is not an absolute takana. Because if it were, then all of this wishy-washiness about, well, this manazer, with some suggests, again, Tosis discusses here, but all of the Rishonim on some level discuss this. Why is it that halakhalamai? So we aren't Zayir. Who ever heard of such a thing? Not, I mean, especially the Gemara says later on that Sunday itself is considered to be a night for Avodas Kochavim, for the Notzrim, although it's interesting, very interesting sidelight that the Miri says that the Notzrim that are meant has nothing to do with the Christians. The Notzrim that is meant is the reason it's also on Sunday is because of the god of Bovel, where they worship the sun, and that's why Nebuchadnezzar was called Netzar, those are the Notzrim, was Sunday, you see. So it was the Avodah of the sun, and it just happens to be that that's the reference to the Notzrim, not to the Miri says it.
And it brings
this borer and portion, but that's the chat. It has nothing to do with the Christians.
But this precedes the Christians.
Yes, yeah. Sure, of course. Yeah. So, and of course, Christians don't like, I mean, that was just the, you know, that was just their idea, for they had no relationship to Sunday as the sun.
Well, Friday was already taken.
The council.
Exactly. Shabbos was already taken.
Exactly.
They didn't have another day.
Well, it was already, they wanted Badaka to move it away. They shouldn't have tragedies for the Jewish Sabbath. So the mice, it makes sense, but when, you know, or Tosis brings over here, Boston, anyway, the days that they celebrate today, says Tosis, those are just their saints, you know, this saint, they say this, I mean, what is Valentine's Day, Saint Valentine, what is it, what, it doesn't mean anything. So, I mean, that's the other approach to the whole sugya, is that there isn't any seriousness behind the Lodesh Kochavim any longer. And there's sugyas that in Nochri and Bisman Hazeh, they're not really over there, Lodesh Kochavim, it's just the Minhag about the Mbiyadeh, and they have no real sense. Whether they're going to make it makes a difference to them, whether they're feeling a little bit better in the business or not feeling better. It's not as if they're really committed and worshipped. And therefore, Bichlal, so, I mean, if it's a real takana, that's not the kind of thing you can say. I mean, a takana that no longer has the same basis that it once had. Obviously, we don't go around being matur because, well, nowadays it's on the gavin. We say the same thing about yayin netzach, and you know, it's tam yenon, and God knows how many other things. It's not no gavin. We have a klal, once we're going to make a takana, unless you have a bezdin, that can be mevatel that takana. We have a bezdin today. To mevatel takana holds. And there's a lot of discussion, again, whether perhaps this type of takana, which has extreme social impact, is in fact based on social circumstances. In other words, the takana initially is just to be marfik as possible from such things, but where it's nogea, eva, changes in the social structure, changes in the religious, in the social religious matrix within which people live, so then hafinami, the change is built into the gezerah itself, it isn't really the type of takana that we have to say you need a bez in order to be mavat. Okay. But I mean, it's clear that we're not talking about really the sidurais. It seems to be muskam across the board. And so this is takana, 3 days before, not to be goring them any type of advantage in their aveda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, I mean, what's wrong with making them pay back a loan? They can't be happy at paying back a loan. I mean, so you should be allowed the Ephraim. I say you could certainly get them to pay back, then they should make Sarulo. It makes him miserable. He's always hoping never to pay it back. Amrulo, he's happy to have it off of his back. He may be miserable at paying it. The bottom line is, he's more relaxed for the holidays. More relaxed for the holidays, not a good thing. Now, the question is, what is this word Edehem? The truth is that the word we would really like to use is Moad. Moadim. And that, because that's what an aid is, as the Rambam points out, the Pirush HaMishnah. He says, it's the way in which we refer to the Moed of a goy. And Moed, the source of the word Moed, is in aid, Edut. In fact, as the Gir says, we'll see in the Mishnah, that has with me Edehem, and not with Neidehem. And the reasons for the choices the Gemara is going to discuss. But as the Rambam points out, we don't want to use the word Moed, because that has an element of Kedusha in it. It's meaningful. So we choose a different word that can be used to communicate the idea, but which points out the difference between them.
The Muslim suicide brother, Chagim.
Eid al-Fitr and so on.
And Eid al-Adha.
Yeah. So, it says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, were gores differently. We find this very often between Aleph and Ayins in a Mishnah. The Gemara often will bring down two different gears. So, we'll, like, Almamot and Omamot, and discuss which one is it and why each one says it and brings fires from Sukkim and so on. So, here too we have our focus, Rabbi Shmuel. Is it Edehem or is it Edehem? Now, Mandatane Edehem, Lo Mishtabeh. If you write it the way we have it over here, Lashon Eid, there's no mistake being made over there. Umandatani Edehem, which is Lashon Eidut, is also Lo Mishtabesh. Umandatani Edehem Lo Mishtabesh, Tichtiv Ki Karov Yom Eidam. The day of their disaster is coming. So we're going to use the day of the meeting as to break their neck, so to speak. Umandatani Edehem Lo Mishtabesh, Tichtiv Yitnu Edehem Le Yitzdokun. Let them bring their, this is, at this point we think it's a reference to the Goyim, later on we're going to change this. Let the Goyim bring their witness as to how great they were, and then perhaps God will let them off of the din le'atidlavo. Perhaps the idols should show up and testify as to how holy and religious they've actually been.
That one is from Sefer Goyim and one is from Yeshaya, isn't it?
That doesn't matter to us in terms of the language. Right. Now, The man to Tony Edehem, my time of Tony Edehem. I mean, there are advantages to Edehem because, as we said, the Lashon of Moed is actually predicated on Edut. So Edehem would seem to be a good choice too. Omar Lecha, he'd say, no, we choose the Lashon of Yom Edam because it's a reference to destruction, Karov Yom Edam. And therefore, whenever we want to refer to a Goyish holiday, we want to talk about it as destructive. So Tavra, breaking them, is Adir. That type of language is advantageous. Umandutani Edehem, my time is Otani Edehem. Why doesn't he use the Lashon of Edam? Omar Lecha, because he says, look, although the Yom Edam is the day of their brokenness, their Tavra, but what is the source of that Tavra? Man kagoren lu Tavra. Edut sheidu ba'atzma. Basically, as we'll see, the Yom HaDin is dependent on the actual Edut of the things that a person does in his lifetime. So instead of going to the result, which is the Tavra, let's go to the source, which is the Edut, and what it is that they achieved or didn't achieve in their lives. Therefore, we'll talk about the Eidut itself. Now, asks the Gemara, but there seems to be something wrong. The way that we always understood that pasuk, Yitnu Eidehem V'Yitzdaku, is not referring to Goyim. Are you saying that Hai Yitnu Eidehem V'Yitzdaku is Be'odei Kochavim K'tiv? As far as I know, it's a reference to Yisrael. The Amar of Yosher ben Levi, Kol mitzvot Yisrael osim bolam hazeh. All of the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael does in this world come in front of the Beis Din Shamala and are made themselves as this, for the schar of Yisrael and Olam Haba. That refers to the Jews. And then the end of the pasuk, the continuation, it says Yishmu v'yomru emet. That refers to the Obdei Kochavim. They will hear the Eidut of the mitzvot on Yisrael, and they will have no choice but to say, yes, it's true, the Jews, in fact, should be Zohat Olam Ha.
Yeah, more of the Goyim being given a mitzvah.
Yeah, that's all of this.
That's here?
Yeah. El Amar Abuna Bereder of Yeshua, you're right. The man the Amar who said Edehem was not basing it on the pasuk that we quoted in Yeshayahu. Actually, he was referring to a pasuk a parak later in Yeshayahu. We're over there, it's Mihacha. Yotzre Peso Kulam Tohu. The Chamudehem Bal Yo'ilu, the Edehem Hema, the very Psalim, and the very Chamudim that they commit to the Avodas Kochavim, that will be the Edus that will come forward to speak out against the Goyim, the Olam Haba. Dorash Rebbe Chanin about Papa, Vitemer of Smalai. Le'atid lavo mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah u'menicho b'cheko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Yom HaDin, will take a Sefer Torah, put it on his lap. V'yomer kol mish asak ba, yavo v'yitos chalo.
Take his lap?
Whoever was osek in this should come and take his schar. And of course, immediately all of the goyim come, and then miyad mitkapsim, and goyim avdik achonder, we're ready for schar, ready here. Shenemar, kol agoyim nikbitsu yachra, they all come together. Amalem akadosh baruch, hold on a minute. In order, please. Let's wait. Don't come in here all mixed up with each other. Let me have every nation with its wise representatives. We have an intelligent discussion over here. Now the umim are not just a lashon of goyim. Umim is a reference to the actual structure of the malchut, which means I need to be able to talk to a representative. Because it's a la'om, it's not a goy. And ein la'om elo malchut. Shinama la'om elo'om ye'amatz. La'om elo'om, the targum is malchut mi malchut. That's the whole idea. It's the malchus Yisrael, malchus of Edom, and so on. What do you mean they all come in confused? I mean, I thought God doesn't get confused. Mi ika iruvia kaneku chubuch. I mean, we know on Rosh Hashanah, which is also Yom HaDin, it says, Kulam Niskarim Beskira Achas. Because Baruch Hu sees the whole world all at one time, he doesn't get confused. So why does he want everyone to come in separately? What's the big deal? I mean, it's not certainly less than Rosh Hashanah in terms of the din here, is it? Says, well, no, but he doesn't want them to get confused. He doesn't want them, each one, to get confused with the tainas back and forth of the other ones. They have to be able to respond precisely according to what it is that they have done And their particular cultural claims is what he's interested in. So, miyad nichnas alafanad malchus Romi dechila. So, Rome comes in first. Why first? By time of Shunda Chashiva. Because that's the most harsh of all the malchias. The West essentially rules the world. How do we know that? As we had back in Shavuos. That this culture eats the entire world. So the imports of the West define the economy in the entire global village, and thereby they crush and break the rest of the earth, as Rashi pointed out in Shavuos, because they define all of the prices, they define the markets, they're the ones who basically, which is why everybody complains about globalization, they're the ones who end up taking advantage of everybody's work, define everybody else's economy, and that crushes the earth under them, and that's the ultimate malchus, is economic malchus.
Can it be taken in a positive way as well?
Sorry?
Can it be taken in a positive way as well? Todi Shema is in a sense of fertilizing?
To do kena means to crush.
But Todi Shema doesn't only mean
crush. Yeah, that's the same Lashon.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, America consumes somewhere around 60 to 80% of all the world resources.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Amazing.
I wouldn't be surprised. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zo Romi Chayevet Shekiv'a Yotzei B'chol HaOlam. This is Rome indeed, whose movies rule the world. And they define everything. Actually, here Rashi learns that it's movies. In Shavuos, we were talking about that it's the currency. So the only global currency is the dollar, the euro. But now, how do we know though? Well, we make an assumption that because you're more chashuv, you come in first. I mean, we know in demand of chashuv, I operation. Who's to say that the more chashuv comes in first? Well, that's kind of fista. The Amr of fista. Melech v'tzibur, melech nifnas tefila l'din. If you've got a melech and a tzibur that are now waiting for din, the melech comes in first with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says, la'asot mishpat avdo, first, u'mishpat amo Yisrael, second. So apparently, the chashivut is to come first, the time of Mai. The reason is, well, either because you don't want a king cooling his toes out there, I mean, waiting in the room outside while everybody else has to go through the din. It really wouldn't be fair, because then the king would be blamed for all the horrible things we find out about the society. Better let's deal with the king separately as an individual, then we'll talk about the society as a whole. So Kadosh Baruch Hu asks Rome, tell me, now the Maya Sakta, over the course of your cultural hegemony, and what is it that you achieved? We have a marvelous record. First of all, markets. You know, there's markets all over the world. There's the Hong Kong, and there's the Japan, and New York. They don't mention Nasdaq. And all of those shvakim we made. And what about sanitation? Swimming pools. I mean, Harbe Merchatzot Asino. Spas all over the world. I mean, it's incredible. Harbe Ketziv Ezov Irbino. And what about riches? We've made everybody rich. The simplest person in our society lives like a king. And of course, there was only one purpose. Kulam Lo Asino Ala Bishvil Yisrael Kideishi Yisasku V'Tera. The only real purpose in this, as we can now see clearly, was to make it easier for the Jews to be learning, and thereby we claimed that learning accrues to us as well, and we were Isaac and Terah, and we deserve some of that sachar.
This is the exact opposite of the model of Shun Bar Yochai, right?
Now, that is Gufa the Mach. It's very interesting to bring that up. That was the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Shun Bar Yochai.
Oh, because this was Rabbi Yehuda's time?
Essentially, it boils down to dependency on the machlokus whether a Dover Shana Miskavin is a malacha. Because if you hold a Dover Shana Miskavin is also considered to be a malacha, so then even though they weren't Miskavin for that, it doesn't matter. But
then our world for praise.
It's like a secretion. I mean, anything that you do for the world ends up giving the Jews an advantage. But the time is Rebbe Shimon, since the malacha Shana Miskavin, you're potter, right. So they have no charges to it at all. Since it comes out to be his bimer. Right? So they can't come along and say that. That's where Shimon Bar Yochai was thrown out of town.
Which makes this
a
malach.
Right, that's right.
Creation.
Yes, of course, it's all creation. So they kind of, they deserve now the sachar. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shotim shebo'olam. You know, you're such idiots. I mean, this is a joke. Go mash out deep in the Torah after Chanasi. But come on, let's tell it like it is. I mean, you want to really know.
He holds like Rabbi Shimon. How true is
that? He can't then, Shvakim. We know what all of those markets were. It was to just more sex. I mean, that's the bottom line. It was well, she's been so north. I mean, Tosa says obviously you could have said money, but I mean, you might as well go to the bottom. I mean, because in the end, what's it all for? And Merchat Sa'ot, I mean, what the swimming pools? That's just preparation for the Zonot. I mean, so you want to have more Idun in life. It's all for higher quality of life, as you call it. The Kesef Zav, that's garbage. That's all mine anyway. You know, Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zav, Numashim, I'm the one that determines the level of the prosperity of the world. But what I want to know is Kulam Yeshbachem Magid Zot. Somebody can tell me about the Torah, any of them. Please, Shemar, Mibachem Yagid Zot. The Im Zot El Torah, Shemar, the Zot Ha Torah, Shesam Moshe. I think it's a tzaddik, which is very beautiful. Why do we refer to Torah as Zot? I mean, one of the elements is Zot. Because it's the only thing that you can point to that actually stays and is something that remains. It's real. Because anything cultural that you point to, you can't call it Zot, because it's here today, gone tomorrow. It's always something new, always some new idea. So you can't point to a philosophy or a popular culture or a belief that's all you say Zot. Zot means it's that that you're looking at. So it's that variable. And the only thing that's invariable is the Torah, and therefore we refer to Torah as
Zot. Within that invariability is the variable of application to
of course, the world. Of course.
So that doesn't change.
That doesn't change the term. Zot. Exactly. Zot. So the Tommy who could say that, Shema Vizot Atarash Shema said, Miyad Yatsu B'Pachay Nefesh, they go, terrible. Anyway. Yatsa Malchus Romi, so Rome is out of the picture, Minichlisam Malchut Paras Acharya. Now, it's interesting, because this read says that Paras represents not only what we call Persia at the time, but included all of the development of the Arab cultures that came afterwards. In other words, whatever was initially Babel became Paras and Yishmael, and that's why we don't refer to a separate Yishmael.
Oh, there's no separate Yishmael?
There's no separate Yishmael in, yes, there are some Rishonim who list separate. Take a look at all the Midrashim. It's almost, it's 95% that we list the Goliaths without mentioning Yishmael. And he says that's because we include all of that period, and we'll see why it's so clear the Gemara that must be true. We include all that period under Paras, so that there's even today, all of the past centuries of the Turks and so on, all of that is viewed as extended Malchus Paras. I imagine because of the Mid-Eastern, kind of the cultural element that seems to be unique to it versus the Occident. There's those two main flows that Klal Yisrael deals with. So this is Roman Paras, says the Tosfos.
Indicative of the variability there. It's like it's changing. Like one comes, one goes.
It's right, yeah. And it's constant up and down between them. I mean, that's, it's always viewed that way, even in Daniel. So the Persians come next. Why? My time is a Chashiva Batra. That's the second one in order of Chashivut. We know, and how do we know? Because in the vision of the Chayot in Daniel, so it says, Va'aru chiva acharai tinyana. I saw the second monster, Dam yala dov, and it looks like a bear. And Tani Rav Yosef, the dove is a reference to Persia, because they're like bears. Eva Parsim, Shochlim v'shotim kedov. They're eating and drinking like bears all the time. They're fat slobs like bears. Mesurbalim basar kedov. Umagavlim seyar kedov. They're hairy like bears. Ve'en lemenucha kedov. They're never happy with them. They never settle down. They're constantly, they have serious ADD, they're always walking around. It's a culture of people that cannot find themselves a place. So anyway, Amar HaMakadosh, by the way, the Tsar of the Gemara, the Tsar of Persia is Dubiel. Right? So Amar HaMakadosh Baruch Hu. But Maya Sakhans, so many gentlemen, you've been quite busy. What is it you've achieved? First of all, bridges. We're great on bridges.
What's
big pictures of Saddam Hussein and other
animals. What's Dubiel?
Dubiel, God's bear.
Not George W.
Harbei Gisharim Gashanu. We're big on making bridges. We don't build much ourselves, but we capture things from others. We're really good at that. And our Bein Milchamot Asino, look around the world. I mean, who makes wars? Nobody else makes the wars. We're the war makers. The Kolonia Asino, for sure, Yisrael, for sure, Yisrael, for the Torah, obviously. Oh, my Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Mash Asito, Mitzorah Hatzvachem Asito. Tikantem Gisharim, bridges. We know what bridges are for. We're sitting in line 3 hours to pay tolls. Litome and Mechas. It's only easy to build the bridges. Klachim, that's what me Angari. All you want is to have basically people working for you. Milchamot, you don't make milchamot. You think you make milchamot. I'm the one who makes milchamot. Shemar Hashem ish milchamot. So that means that all of the geopolitical elements that end up in war are directly seen as Yad Hashem, not as choices that have been made by humans. But kuni yesh b'chem magid zot, shem ani b'chem yagid zot, ein zot ala shatorah, shem ani zot ha-torah shesam Moshe, miyad yatsu milafanav v'pachim et shod.
They were helping
ultimately it helped the Jews, all of these things. Jews, they now get government aid, they can drive to Lakewood whenever they need to. Take the bridge instead of having to take the ferry.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it used to be a hassle getting to New York, you know.
Okay, so the bridge is fine, but the wars?
Well, wars is where all the excitement comes from. The mixtures, the growth, I mean, it's all.
Industry.
Let's not put down war. Yeah. It's the main engine of human development.
Isn't this Gemara standing up against capitalism? I mean, it's saying. I mean, this is the classic capitalist argument. I'm doing my personal gain, I'm going to make tolls, but it's good for the base.
No, no, that's fine. But it's ultimately for your own purposes as a society. It's not in order to serve for the infrastructure of learning Torah. It's for purposes of Olam Hazeh directly. That's what you want. Don't claim a share in things that Olam Hazeh was used for by others. That's the point. No, on the contrary, it's saying that they're right. In other words, and that's why they're saying it, the Yom Adin. I mean, they're not, you know, this is true. There's a lot here. I mean, it goes all the way. I don't know if you read my Hanukkah book, but there's a lot of discussion about this particular Gemara.
Do some Jews also put the bridges by Roman? I mean, it's not.
And what Tosfos asks, well, what about Roman bridges? They were quite good. And Tosfos says, well, that in the part. Where is Rashi? No, I think Mara says that. I'm saying the Tosfos says, well, the Romans also built a lot of bridges. Why?
Right.
He also talks about bridges there in Gemara and Shabbos. The Tosfos says that in terms of the focus, the Romans were more focused on road building than on, they were focused particularly on bridges.
What did they get from the river?
I can't explain it, I'm saying. It's a good question. Now, the question is, why did anybody try this a second time? I mean, you know, once the Romans came out, and they were sitting muttering and mumbling, you know, they're being taken away by the devil and so on. I mean, why did they think that they should even try? That's the question. So, me'achar b'chadis malchus parsa malchus romi, de lo mahani v'lo midi, so they got nothing out of it. So, my time, Ayala, why did they go in? I mean, it's a horrible experience. No, it's because they figured, you know, Amri, Inu, Sasri, Beis HaMikdash, these guys destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Vanan Banina, we built the Beis HaMikdash. So, maybe we get some credit for that. Tosfos points out that they still couldn't say that that's what we achieved, because the question, the achievement is the achievement at the culture as a whole, not at a particular moment in history and so on. So, V'chein l'chol umah v'umah. That goes through every nation. What do you mean it goes through every nation? If the other nations see, Mi'achar d'chozu l'kamoi d'mahani v'lomidi, it didn't help them, why do they try? Night on the island. Well, each one figures that there's a reason why their treatment of the Jews was more benign than the others. So they taina, Hanach ishtabdu bu b'Yisrael, v'anan lo shibadnu b'Yisrael, maybe that gives us a chance. But the only ones we mention is Roman Paras. Why is that? So that's because These are chashuv b'shem nahara mashke b'malchutayu ad ati mashicha. This, by the way, is where the Tosfos read. These two, and only these two, are permanent malchios that continue until Mashiach comes. So you have those two elements. There's only the Occident and the continuation of Bavo Poras and the Arabs and so on that represent a, because of the Yisrael, of course, that represent a relationship to Yisrael until Mashiach arrives.
Why doesn't we grow refer to the Shochim Shibolam?
Because for them, this was the issue. Whereas for the Protestant, well, they had to make the choice originally in the relationship with Yaakov. Yeah. So the Yaakov and Esav, it was really, to them, it's shtus. Because that was initially what they had to determine when he accepted Yaakov and said, that, okay, fine, you take all of my, but I'll take all of my zeh. So now to come along now and at the end of time, you're going to say, now, well, we didn't really, we were only
here.
That's crazy. So then they say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, but it's not fair. I mean, you never gave us the Torah, did you? You didn't offer it to us, that we didn't take it. That's not true. What's the name of Hawkeye? Could they really say that? Now, it does continue to say, which is a problem, because we need to bring another pasuk for some reason about Paran, and in at least in this Girsa, and we quote the pasuk in Habakkuk, in which it says, Eloa miteman yavo, and then it continues on, the kadosh mehar Paran fela, in Habakkuk.
Do we want to get Teman?
No, we don't. We want to get to the Har Paran. But Tosfos says, what's wrong with the Paran that was mentioned in the first pasuk in this Girsa, right? And so, my boy b'Seir, my boy b'Paran. So Tosfos taines that in the context of Eloah miteman, then clearly Paran is a reference to the place of Yishmael, like Hagar went to meet by Paran and so on. So then we understand it to be a reference to Yishmael. But if not, it could have a different meaning, because we also use the word Paran as a reference to Har Sinai. Midbar Sinai, we call Midbar Paran. So the other way of understanding Hofia, I mean, Har Paran, if you remember the Gemara Darshans, that on Har Sinai, that it broke, was Mofia Lamli Yisrael, Mamonam Shel Akum. It was Matir Mamona. It was Makokis. But so in order to avoid that other possibility, so we bring this pshat. So what was the Shekhinah doing in Seir? And what was the Shekhinah doing in Paran? Now there is another Girsa that says that it's what was he doing in Teman? So that other Girsa would be built on the idea of directions rather than countries. So south, that's Mi'arba Ruchai Sa'ilam, from the four directions of the earth, wasn't referring to countries. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan Malam Shekh Zira Kadosh Baruch Hu HaKolu Mavel Hashem V'lo Kibua. This teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah on every different nation. And they didn't accept it, that Shabbat until you saw the Kibluah. So how could they say to HaShem, well, you never offered it? That's true. Elohaki Amri, what they did say was, Kum Kibalnua Veloki Amnua, well, at least we were smart enough not to accept it, and that's why at least we weren't over on it. Oh, come on, what kind of, that's not a good sign, that busts them. I mean, he said, so am I Veloki Baltua? No, Lord, but you just wanted a life without any kind of meaning? That's true. So what they actually try saying is, you know, it's all very nice to blame us for not accepting it, but I mean, last we heard, the Jews were sort of put under pressure. I mean, so kolum kafita leino harfi vidit v'lo kibalnua, I mean, k'mo she'asita v'Yisrael, tichti v'yit yatzvu b'tachtita har. When it comes to the Jews, it says that there they were underneath Har Sinai. Omer of Dimi Barakam, Amalami, she'kafa kadosh baruch hu harfi vidit al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually took them out and put it over their heads like a barrel. V'amar l'nima temek ablinat ha-Torah mutab, v'im lab sham tehei kvuratchem. And if you would have tried that with us, I'll bet you could have gotten us. Miyad amar l'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, okay, I'll tell you what. Harishonot yashmi unu. What do you talk about Sinai? You're right, we won't talk about Sinai. Let's just talk about the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach. Shenemar, the pasuk continues, v'rishonot yashmi eno. We can bring our proof from the very first ones. How about the Sheva Mitzvah Shekibalta? Heichan Tiyamtem. I mean, it's a good thing you didn't macabre the rest anyway, right? Because even the seven lousy things you had, what'd you do with them? Minolan de Loki Mum, how do we know? Maybe they did. Deuteronomy Rav Yosef, Amad Vaymodim, Aretz, Ra'av Vayater Goyim, Gershbor who measured the earth, saw what he saw, and ended up being Matir the Goyim. What does that mean? Ma Ra'av, what did he see? After measuring the earth, he saw the Sheva Mitzvah, Shekiblu Aleihem Bnei Noach, V'lo Kimum, and Ki Kivan Shelo Kimum, Amad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision, and he Tiran Lehem. He was Matir the Sheva Mitzvahs, and asked Saba Josh to come in and sit down so that we could have the pleasure and honor of his presence.
8:45.
Right on time. That's the Gemara. You mean all you have to do to get out of a chiyuv is just ignore it long enough, and then you have the zechar. So it's guriyatzer. That's great. You say, okay, forget it. So not going to purpose. Yep, forget it. No problem. Does that make sense? You saying, but you know, kotei niskar. I mean, it seems to be a good reward for someone who sins. Oh, my brother Ravina, lomar. No. When it says vayater, it means she'af apishe mekayim otan. And the Kablim Aleihem Sakar. That even if a guy would actually be in the Kablim the Torah, they won't get any schar for them. That's the trap. Sheva Mitzvahs Be'Einayah. They won't get any schar. Hello? They won't get any schar? I mean, well, that's pretty unfair. But Tanya Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilo Aveko Kablim Vosek Batorah, Shehu Kakohen Gadol, Shinema, Tamud Omar, Asher Yaseh Otam Ha'adam V'chai Bahem. Because over here, a human being who does these things will live through that. Doesn't say a Kohen, a Levi, a Yisrael. It says Ha'adam. And Tosfos asks, but doesn't it say Ein Adam? A Yisrael is Adam. So he proves that Adam and Ha'adam are used differently. And Ha'adam would be any human. Obviously, that Master Tosfos says this means in the Sheva Mitzvahs, because otherwise it's not supposed to be Yosef B'Torah. Although you could tell him if the guy wants to risk his life and be Yosef B'Torah, could also give him a Darga of life. But in any event, it tells you he has a Darga of a Kohen Gadol. So if he has a Darga of a Kohen Gadol, that's not Sakhar, I understand. I mean, that is Sakhar. In other words, they get out of their involvement. So how can you say that they don't get? Lomar lecha she'ein mekablim aleihem Sakhar kemitzuveh v'oseh ela kemi she'eino mitzuveh v'oseh. Vayater means he won't be mechayev them anymore. You want to do it on your own? Fine, do it on your own. But there's no comparison in the amount of sakhar that you get when you do something that you're forced to do, and you do something that you're doing because you're a volunteer. The Amar Rebbe Chanina Gadol HaMitzuveh Ve'Oseh Yoter Misheino Mitzuveh Ve'Oseh. And therefore, they lost out because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, what kind of time is it that you say to me that I should have been kafalei ma'atzugi because you didn't even take care of the mitzvahs that I gave you before the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So far we haven't come up with the taina that the gayim have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll have to wait till tomorrow morning to see that next exciting episode.
What a great week to learn this, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.